We have with us today from Plains Cotton Growers. Are you with Plains Cotton Growers? Am I misspeaking?
Okay. No, you're right.
Yeah, this is Mary Jane Berkeley, and you guys are getting ready for your annual meeting, which is always a very important meeting in conjunction with the Cotton Ginners Association?
Yes, ma'am. That's right. It's going to be next Friday, April 4th, our annual meeting. We start at 8:30 that morning with registration, and the program starts at 9. As you mentioned, that's also held in conjunction with the annual Texas Cotton Ginners Association's convention and trade show. That's actually next Thursday and Friday, the 3rd and 4th. But on Friday, we just urge everybody to come to our annual meeting. It's free, open to the public. Invite anybody who wants to come to attend and hear the speakers that we have, and then also take a walk through the gin show and see the latest that the ag industry has to offer.
Cool.
It's all going to be at the Civic Center.
That's right. It is all going to be at the Civic Center. The trade show exhibits and everything are set up in the exhibit hall, but we'll be over in the banquet hall. So
okay,
as I said, starting at 9 next Friday.
Tell us about the speakers you have lined up.
We've got a really good slate of speakers. Our keynote speaker is a gentleman named Bruce Vincent. And Mr. Vincent is a third-generation logger from Libby, Montana. And you might think, well, what in the world does that, you know, have to do with agriculture? Well, forestry is ag as well. Mm-hmm. And so he is very passionate about his industry. He's a tireless advocate, and he's going to share his experiences with us about what it means to have a vision for what you want to convey about your industry. And I'll just tell you, this gentleman spoke at another meeting that several of our members went to. I actually had somebody come to me and say, bring him to Lubbock, and we will help you take care of the cost. Farmers Cooperative Compress, we really appreciate them helping us bring Bruce Vincent to Lubbock. And then I also had several other members who came up and said, you need to get this guy to Lubbock. And so I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. He's spoken to several ag groups across the nation, very highly regarded. So again, his name is Bruce Vincent. Another speaker that we'll have, it's a gentleman named John McGuire. And John is the vice president of Washington operations for the National Cotton Council. And so he'll be coming in to talk about the 2014 Farm Bill, give everybody a little bit of an update, and then talk about other things that are going on in Washington, D.C. So we're always glad to have John here talking to us as well. We have a couple other speakers. We've got Brandon Willis. He's the administrator for the Risk Management Agency that handles crop insurance issues. So again, you know, that's something that our producers will be very interested in hearing about. And he'll be talking about the Farm Bill, the implementation process, because as we talked about, we've got the law. Next, we've got to figure out the implementation process. Right. And so he'll be talking about that, and then from both the RMA and the Farm Service Agency perspective. And then we'll have Steve Urias from right here in Lubbock, Texas Tech Athletics Department. He's going to be revealing some of the details of this year's Celebrate Cotton game. And so we're really looking forward to hearing from him as well. So as I said, we've got a slate of very dynamic, very good speakers, and we started off with a buffet breakfast at 7 o'clock that morning, sponsored by Monsanto and Delta Pine. And then we also have a luncheon afterward sponsored by Bear Crop Science and Fibermax. And so, you know, come early, come eat with us, come to the meeting, stay for lunch. And let's see, we just look forward to seeing people there. We usually have about 300 people at this meeting, so pretty big deal.
If somebody wanted to get registered for the breakfast, lunch, and the how do they go about doing that? I mean, is there a registration process for all that?
No, there's not. There's not. If you're coming to participate in the annual meeting, you can take part in breakfast and lunch as well. So,
okay, now, do you have to be a member of Plains Cotton Growers, or can you RSVP and say, hey, I'm coming?
You can definitely give us a call and let us know you're coming. Our number is 792-4904. But really, you know, if you have a keen interest in the cotton industry and you want to come hear what these people have to say, and you want to come, sometimes even more importantly, network with the other people who are going to be there at the meeting, then just come on. Like I said, free and open to the public. And as I said, we just look forward to seeing people come hear what our speakers have to say. And as I said, to come see everybody else who's there, because this is kind of the premier meeting of the year for us, in that it includes everybody from all aspects of the cotton chain, from the breeding sector to the, to ginning, classing, producers. I mean, you have somebody from pretty much every segment there. So,
do you see ag teachers bringing high school students to this, or is that something that's mostly people who are already in the business?
Well, you'll see teachers bring students to the gen show, like to come look through all the exhibits. As far as to the annual meeting, we've had a few high school students before if they're being recognized for something, but most of the time, whenever high school students come, they come to see the gen show, and so I usually don't stick around for the annual meeting. But
this seems like a good educational opportunity for ag teachers.
It is, it is, and we're fortunate to have such a good relationship with our ag teachers, and we're glad that they bring them out to at least bring them out to the gen show, because that's really important as well, that they can see that part of it as
What's out there.
That's right.
Yeah, good.
Hey, Mary Jane Berkeley, Plains Cotton Growers. Thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate you getting up and rolling in here.
You bet. Thanks for having us, and you can find out more at our website at plainscotton.org.
You got a busy week coming up.
We do. Very busy week. We had a busy week last week. There's another one this week and then next week, so it'll be here before we know it.
That's right.
It's all about cotton.
That's right.
It is time. Hey, Mary Jane, thanks again.